Introducing the 3-second DAF by Rav Nassan Goldberg. Last year, I had planned on finishing a Masechta in time for the Bike for Chai bash, and my wife had prepared a whole party, and she was furious at me because it turns out I was months and months behind. Until I heard of Rav Nassan Goldberg this year, and I joined it. Little did I know, I was able to finish Shas twice before the Bike for Chai bash. And my wife was able to coincide both parties.
Rav Nassan Goldberg
really saved me.
He did.
A couple of samples of Rav
Nassan Goldberg. Listen, wait, it's not over.
All night, I didn't even see it yet.
Starting from the Mishnah.
It's on the chat.
Samach Beis, four lines from the top by Tashima. Tashima!
Maybe it does sound like you.
It's very funny, man.
Four lines from where the lines get wide. I'm a rocket boy.
This guy's good.
Rabbi Nassan Goldberg.
But the guy's mind, by the way, is somewhere else.
He's genius. He's the guy who his wife was talking about hung out in shul with the guys for hours on end. This guy, yeah. You know what I mean? It's almost Shabbos.
Fast is almost over.
It's a short fast. There's no reason. I mean, you down by Yisrael tonight?
How many more times?
I sense something there,
absolutely nothing there. As I'm just. No, I want to come by after we finish davening, like just sing Shalom Aleichem, you know what I mean?
You already have the soup. Says that you're supposed to sing Shalom Aleichem after Mikdash.
Why?
You're allowed to,
yeah. Okay, you're always allowed to. I used to eat by Shalami Yid, a very chashu Yid. And every week we'd sit down, and he'd make kiddush right away. And then every single week. And after we washed, and he gave out chal to his wife and his kids and everybody, he ate, Akzayis, and then he said, Shalom Aleichem, Yerushal. He said,
so please tell me why this is special.
He said, my kids and my wife are hungry, they can't wait, but the Malachim, they can wait for us.
That what?
Maybe this one people eat. Doesn't mean it's a big heter for a serve.
Where's the platter? The fish look platter, is here ready?
Every single.
By his house, there's everything. Wait, he's gonna really use it. Wait, you didn't get there yet.
Charlie and his father will have a bet going if the rope can speak tonight.
And his father? Okay.
Yeah.
I was starting early. It's a great thing.
What you don't understand is that this dominion was based on being bitten in the behind too many times. So you have a Tish Bar, you have a
can only think of that.
Huh?
That's okay.
Yeah, you're on the shelf.
Who cares?
Anyway, we haven't been ruined on a Friday at Sarah Tavis.
No, in Baruch Hashem.
It happens this year.
The next 17 years. 17 years from now. When is the last time?
He's going to write it on the calendar. He's going to have this photo pops up. A reminder a month before and a month before that.
Hey, Siri.
When is the next
remind
time?
Remind me next
time. Hey, Israel. Oh, I used to be young. Now.
When is the next time, Pedro? Anyone knows?
Yeah.
2018.
So it's every few years. Every few years. No, it's not. It's a very common thing. We had it a few years ago. 2020.
Yeah, time before.
I have no idea.
There's no specific schedule.
I don't remember how mad I was. You know what I mean?
Before COVID.
Right now.
No.
After COVID.
COVID year.
We're back in Chile.
Well, more or less.
Not everyone.
Was that third Sukkot?
Not everyone was in Shul.
Yeah,
regular. Right.
Was that the second COVID?
All right.
Unless it came out in January that year. That would have been the January before.
How do you spell January? With a J?
January
25th. Zok de Gemara.
What?
Zok de Gemara.
What happened to him?
Today's shiur sponsor for Shlema. Yossi ben Rachel. The starting 10 minutes early, that one. And it's a long block.
He's about the kiddush.
Not terribly long, but a little long. Yossi ben Rachel, you had a coffee? Oh, yeah, like a whole scrambled eggs. Oh, work out. No, 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 no.
You had mashed potatoes? Brown potatoes? What do you call it?
Hash browns?
Yeah, hash browns.
Don't eat hash browns.
No, in the old days, that's what we ate. That was healthy.
Getting a little kinky these days.
No.
Pretty much. He's not kinky. Hachayfe bar. Shusher Yachid. This guy is kinky, you know what I'm saying? Achayfe bar. Achayfe bar with Shusher Yachid.
And?
Okay, let's go.
Who will move in Mahashu of America?
Yeah. Who lay you there? Right, I'm all, yeah, I can. Achayfe bar with Shusher Yachid. Somebody digs. So basically, the Torah says, I'm sure Gary has the psukim. So the psukim is like this. It says, Chiyiftach.
Check here. The easier way.
Chiyiftach. Ishbar. Chiyichra ishbar. V'leich. Hasan ha'nefesh ha'mashar. Ha'mar. Ba'abar. Yishalam. Kesef yashal v'al. V'amesi yaloi. So it says, Chiyiftach. Oy chiyichra. Or if you... V'leich. Hasan ha'nefesh. So the question is, Yechayiv on... We'll see in the Gemara. I'm going to explain. Yechayiv on digging and on opening. And also where the chiyuv is, Zirush HaSuram, Shem Yachid, you have to own the bar, you don't have to own the bar.
But he can watch, that's good.
That's it guys, can't eat drink anymore. Yesh lahach m'shnei minot. Hachayiv bar v'shos HaYachid, u'paschay l'shos HaRabim. Not just this reason. No. Went into chapel today.
It's you and Charles Shudders. Those two reasons.
Charles Shudders.
And
it's not the 1:45 mincha that you rush to.
And the 5:48. The parents that might tell their children only to 5:48, not 6:03.
Charles Shudders is also their
machmir. My daughter is coming out.
No.
That's
you, kidding me? 82
minutes
never,
after
it's
skip.
Still
a,
it's not a clock,
man.
No, that's not
true. The Maize, I know, but the two people who their father did that to them are here to tell the tale. Stein and Tyner. So, I don't know.
How did we turn out?
Noch ganz geht, nicht gefährlich.
You know what I mean? I have all the kids.
They have three hairs left between the two.
Oh, the 3 years was him, right? Yeah, you got all 3. Okay, that's just because grass doesn't grow on a busy road. Achar bar b'shus yachid, a pasuk b'shus ram. So you dig a hole in the shus hayachid, and the opening is just ram. Now, by the way, the Gazanians are a perfect example of this whole Mishnah, the whole Gemara. Because you dig a bar b'shus yachid, u'pischel b'shus ram. What does that mean? That means it's a ditch that traveling ditch, which is a cave, like a zamatzev.
You mean a tunnel?
A tunnel. Achay b'shus yachid, u'pischel b'shus ram. Oy b'shus ram, u'pischel b'shus yachid. B'shus, I'm surprised it doesn't have a picture. You should have any video you can have. Here's a Rubik's Cube here. Means I dig from my property to Lang's property, I'll be chayev. And we'll see what this means exactly. If you dig in your property, if I dig a pit of my property and you walk in and you fall in, I'll say, who asked you to come into my property? It's a sign, no trespassing. So why am I chayev my property?
Well, which case?
Chayfer b'shus yachid, v'paschal b'shus l'sh. Chayfer b'shus ra, bar b'shus ra. B'shus ra, chayfer b'shus yachid, paschal b'shus ram. B'shus ram, paschal b'shus yachid. Right? Zach the Gemara, turn about Achayv Barbar Shus Yachid, Upascha the Shus Ram, you open the Shus Ram, Chayev. Vizel Bar Ha'alam Batara. That is the actual pit that Torah says. That Yachayev, that's the epitome of a pit, bar, that you'll be Chayev. It's in Shus Ram, it doesn't belong to you. The opening now is in Shus Ram, and someone falls in, everybody's right to go there, Yachayev. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, that's Rabbi Shmuel Shita, that Barbar Shus Ram is the main Barbar Shus Ram. It's the main bar that Torah is talking about. Rabbi Kiva Aymer, Hifku Rishusai, Vlefke Bayroi, Zel Bar Amritara. No. Come on, a guy digs a pit in his yard, and he puts a big sign. Everybody come to get lemonade in the backyard. It's Hefker. You can walk in as you please. Everybody come. And people come in, and they fall down to China. He digs a ditch to China. Only 10 Tvachim deep, but 10 Tvachim deep is enough to kill you. We'll see the Gemara. 10 Tvachim, yeah. You don't need more. 10 Tvachim can kill him.
That's an animal.
Animal, yeah. Doma animal. No, we learn in Balbar, it says over here, V'lechzen v'nafasham v'shar v'chamor. Shar v'le'adam chamor v'le'kelem. That's V'darshan. That's the... So, Rabbi Kiva says, Hefke v'shusay v'lefke bar, zeu bar amatara. That's the epitome of a bar that Torah is talking about. Amar Abba, b'bar b'shisram, kulam le'pligin d'mechayim. If you have a pin or shisram, everybody holds you chayim, my time. Amar akra, ki yiftach v'chiyichra. It says in Pasuk, ki yiftach yuyecha, very interesting Pasuk. The Pasuk is superfluous. Because if you chayev, when you open a pit, means if I just go to the street and I open a manhole cover, and the guy falls in, you be chayev, culturally, if I dig the whole manhole, start from scratch. Ima psich chayev, I'll create a culturally. Elo shall iski psichal iski kiri balei. Means the zachrais. The Torah is telling you that you're mechuyev if you're the cause for a pit, you'll be chayev. So even in a place where it's just a rabbim, where you don't own the property, you didn't dig it. It's not your thing. You just go and uncover something, you'll be chayev. That's the chiyev of bar. Where's the machlekes? Machlekes, we said we have a machlekes. I mean, what the epitome of bar is? Leinaku el bebar bereshusay. Question is a bar in your own rishus. So Rabbi Kiva savar bar bereshusay na'michayev. That is a bar bereshusay will also be michayev. The ksiv bal habar. If you look in the pasuk of the Torah, the blessing of the pasuk is bal habar in red words bal habar yishalom. Bal habar means the owner of the pit. What owner of the pit? You just said that it's rishus rabbim. It must be no, that you own the pit, you dug it in your backyard, and you allow people to walk into the backyard, and now a guy fell in to your pit, you're chayev. Right? Bar b'shusay na'am yichayev. D'chsev ba'al bar, b'bar d'islay b'aylam kol marachmana. And that's what yichayev, that's what Kiva holds. B'shusay ra'am for sure. Question is, b'shusay yachayev, b'shemal savar? No, ba'al takola. When it says Bala Bar Shalom, it just means the guy who caused the takala, caused the tripping hazard.
Whoever it is.
Well, it doesn't mean that it's in Shus Yachid. Shus Yachid be Kpater. Elamai Zeu Bar Amatar. So what's Zeu Bar Amatar? The Kamar Makiva. When Makiva says Zeu Bar Amatar, what's he referring to? Zeu Bar is a pasuk by Akas Tchila Tashulman. That's the bar that the Torah started with Tashlumim. It doesn't mean that it's just that, because Rabbi Kiva holds, Yichayev on a bar b'shus yachid also. So what's Zeu Bar? Zeu Bar would make it sound like it's this pit, and that's it. No other pit. Is it? But according to Rabbi Kiva, bar b'shus yachid is also Chayev. So I think, well, no, what Torah is just telling you, this is the where the Iker Halacha is said, the epitome of bar is said in Shus Ram. But about the Shus Yachid is also. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Yosef says, you can sit in chapel seat. Rabbi Yosef Amar, companionship. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Bebar Rishus Yachid, Kule Amalei Pligi.
All we know if he uses here is if somebody gets himself.
It's
true. Listen, Rabbi Yosef, Amar, Rabbi Yosef says no. Everybody holds the chayev. My time of Baal Bar, Amar Achmana, but Bar Disli Baalim. So that's Pashat. Keep pligi, so what's the machlokes? But Bar Bishus Ram. Rabbi Shmuel Savar, Bar Bishus Ram, Nami Chayev. That's like Yiv Tach Yichr. And I'll psych Chayev, I'll kill the Kolchkin. So what's coming to El Shah Iskip Psych of El Sikir Balay? That's coming to you, Yichayev. Rabbi Shus Ram. Rabbi Kiva says no. Bar Bishus Ram, you're not Chayev. I, what's Kiyiv Tach Yichr? What's this extra words? So Gemara says, you need to have both the words. Not to tell you they're in Shus Rami Chayev. Because when it says that you opened it, means if I just go and open up a pit, then I can just cover it. Because all I did was take a cover off, I put the cover on. But Kaira, the guy who's actually digging the hole, he would have to close it up. You did a Maisa, you brought your tractor here, you dug a pit, and you're just going to put a cover on it? If something happens, you're going to be mechuyev. Who is you to dig a hole over here? You can't just cover it with a piece of plywood. Plywood flew off, whatever. Because I'm going to kiyikra, I'm going to kriyu the bayi kisui. No, only if you dig it, you need to cover it. So now with maisa, pesach, leva maisa, ema kisui, now with the bayi, you don't need anything. What did he do? Kamash lon, that's why you need to have kiyikra. But not to tell you that it's just Ram's chayev. Verstehst? Well, my zel bar amatar. So what's the zel bar amatar? The kamer mishmal. Right, because according to Rabbi Shmuel, we said you mechuyev in both. Sarei shus ram, sarei shus yochid. So what's zel? What do you mean this, in the pasuk? So what's this? What do you mean this pit? Not just this pit. It's shus yochid and shus ram. My zel bar amatar. The kamer mishmal zel bar. This is the one that Torah, this is the where we started the quest of being mechuyev for bar, but not that this is the only place. Meisvei, hachayv for bar b'shus ram upasuk b'shus yam b'shus yachid. A guy digs a pit on Laguna Lane, and it goes underground like a Gazanian tunnel all the way to Lang's property. What? It's getting there. It used to be before the doctor moved in, not, but now that the lines, you know. Yeah.
People call him from North Jersey.
Achay Barbar Shus Ram, Upasu Shus
Yachid. Off the record, I asked him to throw the tree. He has no idea what you're talking about.
What?
If you called him.
He knows I called him. I hung up on him. Hello? Put your eardrops in. Okay, forget it. Achay Barbar Shus Ram. A pasuk shel Yachid.
He probably told you to pop a Z-pack inside.
12
mics going on.
That was good for him, you know what I mean? He's got, he's up now.
Why don't you turn the mic?
Leave it.
Yeah, last time you tried that.
They all know, it's a two-way camera. I know there's a camera on the other side. I guess it's a surround sound. Surround sound.
Your reactions are better than his share. That's why the video is there.
We're going to compare because I have video footage of you when you were skinny. One day we're going to put a...
Without the beard.
Without the beard, yeah.
You should have to put some makeup on your forehead.
El Leroy some Bilvad. A red gross. I had two who were done. You know what I mean? I ran a kid in Shimim Shana. Let's go.
Like a sidelight.
So, Meisra. Chayav Baruch Shus Ram. How do we get off track away? Pasuk Shus Yachid. Potter. So the halachas you'll be part of. I'll be she'ainu reshoy last game. You know I'll do this. You can't. Oisin chalal tach shuram. You can't dig under shuram. Belongs to everybody. It's not your own personal property. She'ainu the chalal tach shuram. Achayv a boris sichne maris. You dig a boris. So he made a chart. Take it with a grain of salt. But this is what he did. Boris sichne maris. It's pretty good. Yeah. Chavibar is sichem aris.
It's only half a problem today. There's no coffee. I'm on his lap, but there's no coffee.
Chavibar is sichem aris. Shusiyachid. Upasuk shusram. I lost the place. Achay Boris Sikhan Maras Mishus Yach Basus Ram. Now you open Shus Ram, the Lach is Chayav. Achay Boris Mishus Yach, the Smukh Shus Ram. You go in Elo Achay from Lushin. Lushin is like to make a foundation. Potter. Rabbi Yezim Yudah Machayav.
Why if you make it for Ushin, would you be Pukkah? Why does that help? So the bar.
Oh, yeah, you're doing it for your foundation.
So the bar.
The Gemara is going to talk about your Ushin.
It's your property. It's in your property. It's your property. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah Mechayev, Ad she'asa mechitz asor she'achim makom drus ragle odom makom drus ragle mei marvot v'chum. You have to move it away. You can't, if it's even though it's your property, unless you make some kind of separation, then you'll be chayev. Taima, the l'ushin. The only reason why you're potter, because l'ushin. For your foundation, halav l'ushin, you'll be chayev. And this is in Rishus Yachid. Hamani. Bishlam of the Rabbah. So Reish Rabbi Shmuel. The Sefer Rabbi Kiva. Right? Because they argue if Yechayim Rishus Yachid Rishus Ram. They argue in Rishus Ram. They argue, right. So Bishlam of the Rabbah. Reish Rabbi Shmuel. The Sefer Rabbi Kiva. El Rabbi Yosef. Bishlam of the Sefer Divrei HaKol. El Reish Hamani. Who's the Reish over here? El Rabbi Shmuel. El Rabbi Kiva. According to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel Shit is... Rishmol holds you only chayiv in Rosh Hashanah, right? Yeah, Rishmol holds you only chayiv in Rosh Hashanah, and Rabbi Kiva holds you chayiv in both. You chayiv in both.
So why
Pasuk Shaziyah?
They don't hold
you
chayiv in
Rosh Hashanah. Right. So Zotti Gemara, El Reisha, Man El Rabbi Shmuel, El Rabbi Kiva. I'm looking basically kulo divrei. The problem is you weren't mafker anything. If you're not mafker, so then you have no right to be there. Well, you also have no right to be in my property.
Well, it's a bar.
It's a bar, but... Well, you can't go on my property.
That's the reason.
Only because Lushin, because the foundation, Lav Lushin Chayev. Kegoin, the Arvach Arvuch Lushin Tzoram. What you did is, you encroached. Encroached? Encroached on Lushin Tzoram. Encroached.
That's so easy.
Meisvei. Achoyve Bar. Listen, he's a Sama kid also. He has no idea. You know what I mean? Let's be real.
You know? Learn who your friends are. When you say the word right, and they mess you up, that's...
Somebody digs a pit in Shus Yachid and he opens like a Gazanian tunnel. Chayev. Rishus Yachas Smuchel Shusram Potter. Bishlam Rabba Kulu Rabbi Shmuel. El Rabbi Yosef. Bishlam Reisha Rabbi Shmuel. El Sefer Mani. Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva. Again, because everybody holds Shmuel Chayev. Malachim Chayev for Leushin and Dirakol. Leushin over there, you be mutter because Leushin is a foundation. That you have a right to do whatever that right is. You have a certain what's it called? Turn about him. Chafar, a guy digs a pit in Rosh Hashanah. Turn about him. Chafar. Upasach. Tarabana Chafar Upasach. A guy digs and he opens up a muscle rabbim and then he gives it over to the rabbim. He's potter. He did his job. Chafar Upasach Veloy muscle rabbim. Chayev. You're going to be chayev. Now, what's muscle rabbim means? He give it over. You know, you dig a pit for a reason. Rashi says. The Amalu Bnei Yiroi Aborzeh Shechafarat Yitzorcham Lishters Megisham and Meskansasham Veruin Lishters Behemahen Arayim Maslochem. He begs. He's doing a public service. He goes to the main square of the town. He digs a big pit with his workers. He donates his time, and he says, "Okay, guys, I did the job. Now it's going to rain. You guys can use it. Have a great day." He's potter. He did a public service for the township. He's doing what the township's supposed to be doing. They just didn't do it, so he did it.
Did it on the way to
Ulurego. Wait. Yo, very good, very good. Chava Pasach Masar Rabim. Potter. No, by the night shear, they look ahead and they say, one second, is it Chatzeri Shal Adam Kainaloi? Yeah, it's the next Gemara. Oh, really? I wanted to be nice.
I wouldn't know the name.
No, you can't make as if like
you. Yeah.
Tarei Rabbanan, very good. After you look in the Gemara, you have a very good kasher. Behind me, you say that all the time. Tarei Rabbanan, Chafar Pasach Umasl Ram Potter. Chafar Pasach Umasl Ram Potter. Chafar Pasach Umasl Ram Chai. Vechemin Hagoy. Shall Shuli, Nechun Yukon Chai Vibiris, Sikhin Umaris. Shall Yechafer Upaiseach Umasl Ram. This was his job. And the Gemara in Shkolim says, by the way, the Gemara in Shkolim where it figures out what everybody's job was, Nechun Yu, his job was to dig the pits. He was a pitologist. He knew where the water was good for drinking and where the water was not good for drinking, and he was able to assess and dig the bar in a place that was prop that was good for Klal Yisrael to drink the water.
That's a good one. You got him.
Yeah, but you only got there because of pedologist.
No, I was
going
to be wrong.
You came in so early this morning because you wanted to say that. V'chevin hagei shal chon yo 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 chon yo. He was Mekayim, this halacha, that you could you do a public service thing and you give it over, you're potter. Halacha zu fakta rasu loy, elayma af halacha zu. Even this halacha is Mekayim, for Shetzik, Mekayim, many halachas. But this concept of doing something in the public area and giving it over to the Rabbim, that is a good thing. That's not a bad thing. That's not Shaz, you're doing a hamazik and you look down upon Pum Fakarit. You did what the township's supposed to do. This is a township job. And you did it. It's very commendable. I guess
who decides what's good for the Rabbim?
They gave it over for the drinking water. They have a pits all over the place. Mm-hmm. In those days, that's how it was.
It's also a tekala.
But they had, in those days, they had it.
Anybody can just make up and say,
no, so they put up signs, wet floor here. It's not the color. You're allowed to mop the floor in a restroom, in a public restroom. You just put up a sign, wet the floor. Guy. Anyway. Turn around, Bonon. Maise bebitoy shel Nechunya Chayfe Sichin. There was a story with the daughter of Nechunya Chayfe Sichin, Shenafla Bar Godol. She fell into a big pit. Bovoy deals Rabbi Chanina Ben Doisa. Don't forget, he's the one that with his tefillos you're able to see from the way he daven, you're able to see what the outcome of that's what it is, very nice. From his tefillos you're able to see what the tefillah was. It was in the sky and not in the sky. So Sharu Shaina, Amlem Shalom. Shalom. Shnia Amlem Shalom. Shlishas Amlem also. Shlishis Amalem also. She's good to go. Amalah mihelich. They asked her, by the way, who took you out? Amalem zecher shel Rachelim nizdamali, which is Ayel shel Yitzchok, v'zaken echa manhigoy, which is Avram Avinu. Amar loy navi ata? Are you a navi? Amalem loy navi yanechi, loy ben navi yanechi. Alkach amarti. Davar she'oise tzadik mstaraboy, yikosha bo zaroy. It's impossible. It just cannot be. Now it's interesting because the Gemara didn't answer the question.
Now you're questioning Judaism.
The Gemara did not answer the question. They asked him, "How did you know that she was saved?" So he says, "It has to be. It has to be." But that's not really what the milah of Rechanina Mendoza was. That he knew when his tefillah, the words came out, the way he davened. That's what we spoke. That's what Gemara in Baruch Hu says. That the way he davened Shigur Befiv, you knew how the outcome of the tefillah was. So he asked me how I knew. I knew because the way my tefillahs came out. That's how I knew. Because that's always how I daven. But I guess he couldn't say that on himself. You could say
he's
that about Chanina
Mendoza.
He said
Shalom.
Two questions.
No,
it's two separate things.
I think he did say
he
it.
Has said it.
Did say it himself? Yeah. What are you saying, Rabbi Melchi?
He's saying two things.
No, we like when you say things because I don't like to refute you.
Is the shiur of but in general, they ask a different question also. How could you know that you would be saved?
But that's not what they asked.
That's not what they asked.
They asked Mihela, and then they said Naviata. Sounds like the Naviata is on the Mihela.
I'm saying, if you would, I'm Rula. No, they asked her, but then they went and asked him.
They asked him, how would you know that
she was saved?
Right. He said, because Dovrish...
What do you mean? I know, because the way my tefillos are.
No, that's how we do it, minute by minute. First hour was Shalom, and the next...
Oh, and you know, at the beginning, before you start davening? Before you start davening.
How do you have confidence from day one?
Right.
Well, what if somebody comes to you and says, sorry, you're not going to daven?
No, but
I don't have confidence.
He said Shalom. He didn't daven.
He davened. He already started davening.
He said Shalom. He said from
day one. Shalrishayna.
Right.
No, he's davening.
What? I understand, but he said
he's davening. No, he's davening.
Shalom means davening?
Yeah.
No, Shalom means she survived.
Yeah.
What?
Tala. Shalom means Tala.
She's still alive.
Right.
She didn't die in it. First hour, it's still possible for her to survive.
Right, because Shalrishayna. First hour.
An hour is not really an hour.
You want to know on the Shalom? The first
an hour.
It's a Zman. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, maybe his response was that he didn't need his tefillos, really.
Right. Right, she could still be living.
That's not just because of
her. I don't know. Okay, we'll let you go with that. You say you're asking good. Kale Narat was Sai Kadoshim Rabba when Nura Kosibo. I'm going to call him a Kabroku Vatron. Emma says the Abish is a Vatron means that he's a Vatron. Vatron means not forgiver. It's a different word for it. It's a. Okay, I guess we'll forgive. Yevosru Chayev. His life should be Hefker. He should be free. Everything Hashem does is mishpat. What's a payim? Erech apayim, what's a dikim l'shoyim for both. That the tzaddikim don't get schar right away because he wants to give them. The green shit is. Is this the new paper, by the way, Gary?
No, I don't see apayim.
Huh?
You have to go through the old paper stack.
There's no Erech HaPayim.
So now for 500 days we're going to have this paper until we get the new one? Okay, good.
Don't tell that.
I
always have to come up with new things to put up.
Tara Moran, Liyiskel Adam Mishusa
Shusravim.
Liyiskel Adam. You made a pizza and sizzle, whatever you call yourself? Pizzola, sizzola. You have stuff for the, it's a fast day today. People get hungry. You can sell anything. Don't remember. Isakal, Liskal, Adam. What was the last name? I forgot already. Sizzle and pizzle. Yeah, I think that's better.
Sizzle and pizzle.
Liskal, Adam, Mishusha, Shizrab. He's up. He's up. No.
He woke up.
He crouched up. You know what I mean? Liskal Adam Mishusa Shusharabim. Encroached up, whatever, how would you say it? Liskal Adam Mishusa Shusharabim. Perked up. Liskal Adam Mishusa Shusharabim. A person should not throw stones from his Mishusa Shusharabim. I saw on the back of the story with the person, she Miskal Mishusa Shusharabim. He was throwing his stones on Matzachos the Echa Amlai Reka, you empty vessel. Rematim Miskal Mishusa Shain Shalach, Lishus Shalach. Ligalov, it's fakert. I'm throwing from Marishas to Shusram. Yomim nitzrich lim kasadeyu. You have to sell everything by mahal by isur Shusram and v'nichsur zavanim. And he was telling him that if you can do this and you have no use for the Shusram, means you have no respect for Shusram and you're going to regard, right? Very good. Regard for Shusram and you let down your guard. V'nichsur by isur zavanim. And he's nixon lo yisavana. Oh, yafa amar li yisay chosid. Rimat miskel mishush and shalach le shush shalach. It's exactly what he was saying. So he gotta be careful. Hachayver bar mishush ram. Someone digs a pit mishush ram. V'nufel soich hashar achamar. His ox or his horse fell in. Chayev.
Donkey.
Zalbozach. Echad hachayver bar. Whether you dig a bar or a siach. Siach, guys, pay attention. Hello. Gary. Double sided next time, please.
You don't want double.
Why not? Nah. So tape it together. Staple it. Make it to a staple.
Avi, I'm with you. This is perfect.
Siach is the one on the top left. So Bar. Oh my God. I can't.
You mean the one that says Siach?
Bar Siach. Shuli, please point. Ma'ara is a cave. Bar is round. Siach is legendary, long. Ma'ara is a cave. Charitzin is a where's Charitzin?
Square.
One mixed that Charitzin. It looks to me like a square.
Exactly, longer. It is
longer.
It's a square ditch.
It looks deeper.
It's also no, it's a square ditch.
It looks deeper than the Siach.
That's what it is.
Ma'ara is really hot, by the way, Gary.
You know, and you just don't see the earth.
Ma'ara, why can't you take a picture of a Gazanian tunnel?
The ground slopes upwards.
I mean, that's what we have, at least you have something from the Gazanians. Okay. Ma'ara, charitzim and eitzim. Noitz is this guy in the bottom, and charitz is a square box. Charitzim and eitzim, chayev. Imke lama nema bar. So why is it bar? Ma'ar bar, sheshbeli lahomis, asara tvachim. A regular period has 10 tvachim. Of course, sheshbeli lahomis, asara tvachim. And we'll see there's different things, what kills and what doesn't kill is the hit, is the ear. And we're going to see in the Gemara what different things. And these bars are different chedushim. If it's less than 10 tefachim, and it fell in a cow or a horse, donkey, very good. Omeis potter. Opposite of a donkey is a unki. It was the opposite of a donkey. A chamar, umeis, potter. The music by Chayim. The opposite of a donkey.
That's not what he said. He said an ox or a donkey.
Oh, there's opposite.
Why would he say opposite of a donkey?
I don't know. I forget. Okay, umeis, potter. The music by Chayim. And if you huzuk, you'll be Chayim. Zachti Gemara, Amarav. Amarav, it's a frunk. Amarav, bar shechayv olav tera, Avi's up. You know if he's up, we have to turn the shofar off. Amarav, bar shechayv olav tera, lahav loy, v'loy l'chavtoy. The bar that we said you're mechuyev, you're not mechuyev because you got hit. It's 10 tefachim deep. For crying out loud, 10 tefachim really can't give you a good zets. You know, and that's not really the reason. It could give you a zets, but you're a grumma. The reason, the chiyev is the hevel, the bad ear. The bad ear, like the Gazani, he asked the people who were in the tunnels for 70 days, he asked them how the ear was down there. Now for the hit. When you fall into a ditch like that, the guy who dug the ditch, he didn't hurt you. It's the karka. You're a grumma. That's only a grumma. So you're not going to be mechuyev. No, hevel too, but for sure the hit. Even if you put the sponges in, the Torah didn't say a bar, dafka, a bar that you get hurt. Any pit that you fall into, that you sure gets killed, even if it's a pit that you put a sponge on the bottom, you'll if it's 10 tefachim, means you have a sponge, it's a 12 tefachim, let's say 12 tefachim deep ditch, you put 2 tefachim of sponge, memory foam, and the animal falls in, and he gets killed. Why? Must be that the hevel could kill you, not just the hit. My benayu, what's not communicating to Pshatim? Very simple. The other goyva, Rishasram. You made a mound in Rishasram, not a ditch. You created a ditch, like the Israeli army, the IDF. They create these ditches and they live in them. If you look at the thing, if you look at the Atet. You have a picture this week. David Goyva. Fine, whatever you got, understand what I'm saying.
They just build a mound.
David Goy Rishasram. David Goy Rishasram. Lerav a Goy v'lemachayev. Because there's according to Rav, you only chayev a hevel. There's no bad air there. Lishmul a Goy v'lemachayev. Right? Lishmul a Goy v'lemachayev. My time to Rav. Damakrov a nofel ad shibo derech nefilo. Has to be derech nefilo. It's kaldu. Doesn't matter. Tanan. Imkin lomen em a bar. Ma bar shesh b'tei lahom is asoat tvachim. Afka shesh b'tei lahom is asoat tvachim. That's why it says bar. Bishlam el shmul. Afka asui goiva. It's come tell you even a mound that you build up in Rishus Rabbim. El Rav Avkol Asu Yemai. Must say very simple. Asu Charitzin eats in Charitzin. Asu Charitzin and eats in. This pointy ditch or this square box ditch. What do you mean? That says it clearly.
But then the Mishnah,
the other day, right. It says it's clear. It's the Mishnah, right? You don't know reason to say this. Gemara says Tani Luhu V'Hadam Afat. Very Tani Luhu Tani V'Hadam Afash. V'Hani Kul Tani Lamali Tzricha. Di Tani Bar. What in your all cases? Say one. Say one or two. Di Tani Bar. I mean a Bar. Asar Who This Be Havlo Mishum Nekatim Kricha. It has ear, bad ear, because it's small. Avol Siach the Aruch. It's long like a Gazanian tunnel. Eim Asar Less Be Havlo. There's no Havlo. You need maybe go deep. You need to go 2 meters deep. It's narrow. I have a ma'aro de marabar. It's square, so it's a little wider. You got room to circulate the air. Aim about sir, let's buy a little. We don't ma'aro. I mean, a ma'aro about sir with this. We have them. Metallo. Metallo means that it's covered, right? Because it's a cave. Avol charitz lo metallo ema asor les behavlo. We don't charitz. I mean, charitz asor with this behavlo. We should les buravicho melael. Famous soy, there's no difference. I'm going to eat in the Kharif, the Ravichim El, water on top, so the air has room to circulate like. Famous soy, Ema, Asor, Lesbo, Avla, that you have to go maybe that, you got to go down 20 meters. Kamash Alon, that know that it's bad air, all these things are bad air, and they're included in the Hezek of Bar Zok, the Mishnah. We got a quick Mishnah. Nigma Dinim Balay, Kohen Gadol. This guy got sentenced without Kohen Gadol being around. Punk and no Kohen Gadol. Metal means a roof on it. You're done. You stay in Gadol forever. And you tell it, let's move on. Let's move on. He saw Tzuchlai. I feel that's why he saw Kiyam and Tzuruyo. And he has Mishal. Shem Ashen, Nos Shem Hashem, Tei Tri Rasa. That's where you're. Shem Tei Mazal, Shem Tei Kvar Rasa. You're stuck there forever. Kishem Shei Kolatas, Kach Tchum Kolat. The Tchum is called also. It's not just the ear. If you're within 2,000 amas, also that's, nobody's allowed to kill you. You're protected. You have the, what is the right, the word for it? I forgot the word. He finds him. You gotta kill him. What about you're under a tree? So basically, this guy's pushing his luck. He's got the bracelet. He's not allowed to go out of the ear miklot, but he goes 2,000 feet. That he's allowed to do. Now it's a tree that the leaves are outside the. But the tree is inside, so he looks at. I'm already. I'm inside. I go with the tree. I don't go with the. It might be dead right. You go after the branches. Harik by his ear. What happens if he kills when he's in? He's a killer, man. He can't stop. See, he's goyla in the Aram Mikulot. He has to move from city to city. When Levi goyla me ear.
Twice in one day.
When Levi goyla me ear. He goes from city to city. Yep. Almost 50%. I don't know where you almost 50 is, but yeah, you're good. You're pretty good. I'm glad you do my insurance. You don't even know you do it. I have under different names.